Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It is time once again for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and hear what the divine messages are for today. This show was inspired by DC Love, who wanted us to have a way of connecting with Jesus and the divine beings who are part of our lives, so that we could know what it is that's important for us to know and make the changes that we want to make in our lives. It's all about opening us up to the truth of who we are and to the opportunities that are there for us, getting us out of our old way of thinking and being, and learning to accept ourselves. And so we will start the show, as always, by doing our introductions. And here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about who she is.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. And I laugh every time that I hear that, because I just feel like I'm me, you know, and I don't know, you know, how to be anyone else. I've had a crazy journey. It started with cookies flying off from my kitchen countertop, sugar cookies, 2 pounds of them to be exact. My cell phone began to text me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. And then, to top that off, I had spirit sit upon me. So I had no other choice at that point but to listen. And I'm really glad that I did listen, because all of that propelled me forward to where I find myself today, on this amazing path, a path that I'm so proud to be on. It was all sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. At that time, I discovered, wow, I have a strong connection with spirit. Since then, I've never looked back. I do have a background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now I continue to serve and protect. Now, by offering love instead, angelic love, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, the ascended masters, my beautiful in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. But my connection with her is truly divine. We first connected while Joan was in a coma. I was walking past the TV, and she said, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper that I'm okay?" And I said, "Lady, I'm a little bit, you know, out of the loop. You better find someone else." Well, lo and behold, approximately 5 hours later, she threatened me. And I can't say what she said on Morning with Jesus, of course. But since that time, we've been together ever since, believe it or not. And the connection that I have with Joan, it is a divine connection. And it took me quite a while to realize that. I mean, quite a while. But Joan has left the door open. And those on the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with Joan has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. I'm able to help and relate to people from all walks of life and that are worldwide. And again, my journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed as well to be here on radio and to reach an even wider audience. And my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, and activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And you have a problem with just being magical. My goodness. I began this journey because I woke up one day and realized that I was not happy with my life and that something had to change. Little did I realize that the something that had to change was basically everything. But I am learning, and I am moving forward, and I am letting go. And when I say everything, I do mean everything. My guidance told me at one point that I was going to have to let go of everything I believed. And being, you know, this wonderful human, I thought, okay, there'll be a few things they'll want me to let go, but they won't actually be everything. They're exaggerating. No, they weren't exaggerating. It is a process of letting go of everything. And it's amazing how many beliefs we actually have. But they also downloaded to me a process called energy upcycling that is a wonderful and incredible process for clearing massive amount of beliefs. And so they made my letting go of everything easier by giving me the tools to make it happen. So when you are presented with a problem, you are also presented with a solution. But most of us don't actually see the solution because we're busy being stuck in the problem. And I find that now that I am letting go of everything, it's easier for me to see solutions. I don't need to stay in problems. I don't stay in problems. I let them go, and I move on to the solution. And it's making my life easier, and it's making my life more enjoyable, more fun. And that's another thing guidance says, that I'm supposed to have fun in everything that I do. It's taking me a while, but I'm actually getting there, and life is a lot more fun and a lot more enjoyable. So I encourage you to let go. Let go of everything, even the things that you can't imagine letting go of. Let it go anyway, just to see what else is there. You can learn more about what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And feel free to look around that site. And there's some healing work that you can do on yourself that's there. It's time for you to start taking care of you. All right, so we will now start to hear the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first thing that I have is a beautiful prayer that I'm guided to read. It was written by Lisa Wolfson. It's entitled, Archangel Michael, Guide My Day. As I wake in the morning, I ask you, Archangel Michael, to guide my day. Help me to rise and greet the day with gratitude and a warm heart, that I may handle all that this day holds with an even temper and integrity and not be easily swayed. Protect me and those I love from harm, and guide me to be mindful in my thoughts and actions, so others are protected from hurt as well. May I draw strength from you to meet the challenges of the day, always knowing how lucky that I am to walk with you beside me, and that in your presence and light only good can prevail. And when evening comes and I reflect on the day, may I be content. But all that is said and done, knowing that I followed your example of strength, protection, and love, and that all who encounter me today have experienced the same. As I lay down to sleep, may I be grateful for the day I had and hopeful for the one to follow, forever guided by you, Archangel Michael, forever grateful to you. And I just felt like that was a beautiful, beautiful little prayer. And with that being said, Jesus is coming in, and he's saying, beloveds, be the best that you can be. Surround yourself with people who uplift you. Appreciate those who actually make an effort to be part of your life, and please never ignore a person who loves and cares about you. You never lose by being a loving person. The only time that you lose is when you hold back. Always be kind, even to those who are not kind to you, because they do need it most. Kindness is a language the deaf can hear and the blind can see. And please keep your head up and your heart strong. Smile, because life is too short to be anything but happy. Laugh often. It always makes life feel a little bit easier. And live your life without regret. Always fight for those things that you love, and never forget how much God loves you. No matter what you face, use God's shield of faith to help you through it. You have to accept who you are in order to know who you can become. And remember, enjoy the little things, for someday you will realize that they were, in fact, the big things. A bird cannot fly without first opening its wings, and we cannot love without first exposing our hearts. Beloveds, love can only be understood from the action it renders itself to. Love is God, and God created love. Spread love wherever you go, and let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Everything comes from love. We cannot do all great things, but we can all do small things with such great love. We are all divine love, and we are radiant infinite beings. Breathe in love and breathe out everything else. Have a blessed day. I love you, Jesus. Oh, and that's what I have for today, Barbara.
Okay, wonderful messages. All right, so let's see what Jesus wants to say through me now. Good morning, my beloved. You are loved. You are each and every one of you loved. You are more loved than you would be able to comprehend with your human brain. Love is so much more than what you've been taught. Love is complete and unconditional acceptance. Love doesn't hold anything back. Love doesn't build any walls. Love doesn't create any barriers. Love is open and flowing. Love is supporting you in whatever you're choosing to do. Love doesn't care whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, any of those other beliefs that you've been taught. Love simply is. And each of you is surrounded by this energy of love. You are surrounded by it. You are filled with it. You are made of it. And this means that you have the freedom, the complete freedom, to be you. And you are the one who gets to decide who you are. So when we say that you are loved, we mean that you are whole, you are complete. There is nothing about you that we see that needs to be changed, but you have the freedom to change anything about you. We never look at you to see what's wrong, because when we look at you, we only see the right, the goodness, the beauty, the potential. You are loved, and you have the freedom and the power to create your life however you choose for it to be. We do not have power over you. We do not want power over you. We love you. We accept you exactly as you are. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. I love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to say. Okay, DC, did I lose you?
No, I'm here. I just muted myself. But I wanted to say how amazingly beautiful your message was.
Oh. So apparently we're having another love day, which is wonderful.
It is. To be filled with just beautiful love.
Yes, it is. All right, so we've come to the part of the show where we take questions from callers or people in the chat room. And I am opening the chat. Yay! So call in at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And don't forget to press the number 1 when you call in so that we know that you have something you want to talk about. Let's go to our first caller, which is my favorite number, 111-111-1111. All right, I love ones, okay? Hi.
It brought to mind the song, I think it was Diana Ross. I need love, love to ease my mind. Greetings.
Hello, Queen. How are you, sweetheart?
I am a sweetheart. I love that. And how are you both?
I'm
doing
great.
Wonderfully.
Good. I have a question to put out there, but I was so happy. I was vacillating whether I was going to call in or not, but I'm so happy that I did because I will be in communion with the divinely appointed, anointed, activated, incomparable, and the magical. And a magical DC love. That was like, I said, that's really why I had to call, you know, to hear that. That, yes, it made my heart even sweeter. Thank you. Oh, now what I want to put out there for you all to look at and see and feel and come back to me with. Recently, past 3-4 months, young people have been coming back to me in such an adoration that is like young people I didn't remember or whose paths had crossed. And it's been heart-opening. And also I heard that someone went to a retreat and was singing my praises, claiming me as their teacher. Claiming me, but not really. I wasn't their teacher directly anyway. So with that going out there, the energies are coming to me like that. And what are y'all feeling around that? Whatever. Whatever you got.
Beautiful. Queen, the first thing that I'm getting while you were speaking is that Queen she's a seeker of truth. And you have everything you need within you, okay? And all you have to do is be still just to breathe, you know, and feel each situation. Okay, I'm still getting, there's a weird feeling within me, though. Who is the person that you're thinking of that you do not trust? Because I'm getting, like, a weird feeling in my stomach, and I just saw, like something almost like you're trying to get rid of something within that you're holding on to.
Okay.
Are you still thinking about your sister? Is it your sister?
Why would you go there? But since you did,
because
you
I'm
know.
Feeling there's darkened emotions within you, and I'm getting that you need to like resolve this once and for all and to heal. Okay.
But I have to.
And
since you brought her up, since you
uh-huh.
brought her up, I can truly say that that's so off the vibration. Of my
okay,
essence.
Well then there's someone that you're holding on to. If not your sister, Queen, there is someone that you need to really be honest with yourself about. There's someone that's
okay.
not in your beautiful vibration.
Okay.
Okay. So if it's not her, that's fine. But there's old wounds that need to be healed. It could be an old friend. It could be an old family member. It can go back in past lives in your ancestral roots. Okay? So I'm just getting, you know, healing issues, and I'm feeling it's familial, like from the family, it's a familial situation.
That's
what I'm being shown.
Too,
I only give you what I get, you know?
Of course, but that's interesting because even after that situation that that community about my sister, that I went home, which I told you, I went back to where I was born. I've been connected with my ancestral vibration is coming in so strong. Having gone there, people are coming back to me. So that's not my lineage is like, it's bursting open wider than it's been in 15, 20 years. So that is not what's happening.
Okay, so if it's not your sister in this lifetime, there is a family situation that needs resolution, and it could be from a past life even, but there's something needing resolution with family, Queen, okay? Because I keep getting, I see family. The word is, really, large. It's a family issue that needs resolution is what the angels are showing me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's... And again, you are the seeker of truth, okay? What about, a father figure? I don't know if it's this lifetime or a past lifetime, but I'm getting, there could be something that needs to be healed with either a father figure, or a male that it has been in your life.
That's possible.
Okay, and I'm getting the word boundaries. To maintain boundaries in a loving way and, not allowing fear to come in. Okay. So that's what spirit is showing me. And like I said, I felt it was a family issue. Okay. And it could be with a father figure. Okay. But I'm also getting, you have to take stock of everything. And we really need to get rid of this queen. Okay. Because I'm getting that you are on this beautiful journey. There's going to be a lot of magic. There's going to be a lot of surprises coming your way, a lot of good stuff that is coming to you. There's going to be synchronicities. There's going to be things that just happen. And to fully embrace this new part of your journey, you really do need to clear this old energy is what I'm getting, okay? Because, Queen, you are a leader, and people are coming to you. You are a leader. You're here, you're making a beautiful difference in the world, okay? Your words, your wisdom, they lift people up. You have insight and guidance, to share with others, okay? And you are making a change in the world, and you're inspiring others to do the same, okay?
Well, that's what these young people have been, testifying to, and that's what I was...
So going back to their part of it, though, there's a little bit of resistance in there. There's something that you really haven't faced, and you're not allowing it to surface and let go of it, okay? It's deep within you. Okay, so if you're up for it, I'm going to invite Barbara in, and we're going to try to get rid of that, okay?
Okay, well, thank you, and I am a seeker of truth, always, always.
Yep, you certainly are. God bless you, Queen. Barbara?
Okay. All right. So we are going to do some wonderful clearing work. I'm waiting to see exactly where they want to start. Dear Innate, I release the need to be responsible for others.
Oh, dear Innate, I release the need to be responsible for others.
Dear Innate, I release the need to take on other people's burdens.
Dear Innate, I release the need to take on other people's burdens.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that others cannot exist without me.
Dear Innate, I release the need to think that others cannot exist without me.
Okay. Dear Innate, even though I'm not sure I want to, I give others the freedom to go.
they're innate, even though I'm not sure if I want to. I give others the freedom to go.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to fully live my life.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to fully live my life.
Dear innate, I no longer hang on to anyone.
Dear innate, I no longer hang on to anyone.
Take a nice deep, deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels okay. I don't feel a dramatic impact, but I don't feel any resistance either to what I said.
They keep showing me this image of these cords unraveling, these cords that were attaching you, and now they're unraveling and unraveling and unraveling. My gosh, how many cords did you have attached to that person? This was to a particular man in your life that has been a part of your life for a long time. And part of it was kind of a habit, thinking that, you know, he's been there for years. And so even though you are ready to move forward in your life, there was a part of you that said, well, yeah, but we've got to drag him along or something, you know. So they wanted to disconnect you from... It's kind of a dependency relationship with him. So that's what they're unraveling.
Makes sense. To the point where the person that I know it to be is, that would be Family Vibrations, or DC, that yesterday, they spoke of doing something. It was interesting, too. They said, I almost cut my finger off. I said, yeah, my father did the same thing. So that she brought that through, too. I said, oh, he cut it off. So he cut his finger off. So, you know, that vibration also came through.
Okay. Okay, so they're saying it's time for you to make you the focus of your life and to let all those other people go.
I agree.
This doesn't mean that you're not going to have other people in your life, because you are. But you're going to look at it all from a different perspective, because the most important person in your life will be you, and you will always be doing what is going to make you the greatest version of you that you can possibly be, so that other people are experiencing your greatness, your beauty, your amazing abilities, your glorious energy, all this wonderful stuff about you. Oh, that feels good. Okay.
It sounds right. It sounds as as what I have envisioned for myself, my intentions, my what will be. So thank you for helping me to cut more of the cord. But I've been working on it. It was in motion.
Good.
A wheel.
Good. Wonderful. Okay, so there's a couple of things they want you to let go. So, dear Innate, I release all conditions around money.
Dear Innate, I release all conditions around money.
Dear Innate, I release all conditions around receiving.
Dear Innate, I release all conditions around receiving.
Dear Innate, I release all conditions around my own greatness.
Dear Innate, I release all conditions around my own greatness.
Dear Innate, I am one with Source.
Dear Innate, I am one with Source.
And take a nice deep breath. All right. How does that feel?
It feels real, and I will add that Lakshmi and I are merging, really merging. So I know as I look at the goal that she offers, the abundance, the opulence that she offers, is mine for the seeking, the reaching. Opening my palms, so yeah, I've been strong in that vibration as well.
Wonderful. I keep seeing this image of money, and it's running to you, and it's screaming, "We're coming! We're coming! We're coming!" So, money apparently is coming to you. And it's excited about
it. I'm sure. I'm good. That's the way it should be. Sounds like a reverent like affirmation. Yeah, money is running to me, and my coffers are open to receive, and I shall share it with myself and those who I should. Yeah, I'm sure. I thank y'all for this. I still like. Maybe for you to look at the people coming back to me. They were like, one little girl was 5, and she remembered me. She's about 25 now. The other one was 16. The other one was 20. And they're telling me, and the other one was, who is an adult, she might be 40 or something, you know, talking, going to an event, and claiming me as her teacher. But she only knows me. Only crossed my path. And why is that happening now?
That's part of you recognizing who you are, recognizing the impact that you've had on others, recognizing your own greatness, recognizing that this is something that you have been living, even though you didn't realize that you were living it. So it's not something you're just coming into. It's something that you have been in for years and years and years. So they just want you to keep trusting and following your heart. Because when you are doing that, you are having an even greater impact on everyone. Even if you can't see it and don't know about it, it's still happening.
Interesting. I kind of felt that myself. Kind of knew that myself.
Yeah.
Reminding me. Because I didn't even I didn't recognize them. I mean, that they would remember me from being little children, young children. Touched my heart. That's what I said in the beginning, heart opening. And I got that rose quartz, not in my hand, DC, but I'm just visualizing it now because I'm in another space.
Beautiful.
And the blessings of receiving those messages. I can't even begin to tell you. I want some more. Bring me some more like that. You know, bring it to me. And I'm ready to receive the money. Can I ask you another question, Anointed One?
Okay.
Lakshmi, yes, she is within you at the moment. Would she speak to all of us about money?
Okay. Here's the message I'm getting. We want you to open up to you. And we say this to each and every one of you who are listening. We want you to open up to you. And we are talking about peeling off that shell that you have been taught is you. Because it's not. Opening up to the truth of your heart. Opening up to the goodness and the gloriousness within you. Opening up to the prosperity that is meant to be in your life. You have been taught so many things about keeping things away from you, about putting up walls, about separating yourself, about living without. And it's time to let all of that go and to open up to you, to having your life flow with grace, ease, love, light, laughter, prosperity, abundance. It's just accepting that is who you are. We want you to let go of all of that old garbage that's tied you up and drug you down and made you miserable. Let it go. Let it go. Don't spend even one moment in that old energy. You have moved beyond that. You are so much more. Live in the truth of who you are. Mm-hmm. And allow yourself to be all that you already are. Life is not meant to be a struggle, so stop struggling. You do not have to do anything to earn your life. It's yours. Accept it and live it now. Become unconditional in every way that you treat yourself. Let go. Every day, let go. Call on us if you need us. We are always here for you. You are surrounded by so many beautiful, loving, divine beings who are here for you. And you cannot ask more than we can give. and you are worth it. Be your beautiful, loving self. Accept your beautiful, loving self. Accept the beautiful gifts that are here for your life. You are loved. You are valued. You have meaning. And there is nothing to prove. All is well. Okay, that's the notes to check out.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I did hear, you know, that beautiful goddess Lakshmi say that, you know, you are here to live the happiest life, you know, that you can imagine. Follow your bliss. Do what it is that you want to do. And I'm she's just showing me success all around you. You know, always listen to your heart. And everything else falls into place. And she just showed me, like, all this energy around you, Queen. Something big is coming from what I see. I don't know if you're, you know, if you're thinking about physically moving or moving on to something, but it's like a big movement around you, Queen.
Okay. Maybe okay. Both.
It's positive. It's exciting. It's beautiful. Just open yourself up to all the new that's coming your way. But there's like, it's, the energy is amazing. It's positive. It's beautiful. It's exciting. But there's something big coming.
Thank you. I receive it.
Okay.
Thank you. Lakshmi, for coming forth with your bounty and your opulence. And until we meet again, my sister, here, there, wherever you are, namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, Queen.
Okay. We have a question in the chat room, and it's from Little Fairy, and her question is, do we see her finding a better-paying job very soon? She's still at a temporary job, which is not in her field. So what are you getting about Little Fairy and her job?
I am getting yes. Okay. But I'm getting that she needs a little bit of a clearing. I'm seeing, Barbara, that there's a little bit of clearing needed because I see Archangel Michael moving forward, and he's cutting these karmic cords, okay? And she's got to release the bonds of poverty from a past lifetime. So I do feel like she's had a lifetime where she was afraid she didn't have what she needed. And he's saying, beloved, this is the time to resolve issues that you are having, and you've got to focus only on what you are wanting. You've got to face your fears. And he's saying, you know, after a healing, she's going to be able to move forward. So I do feel she does need a healing and a clearing.
Okay. So we will do some dear innates. And if you will be the one to repeat out loud, that will be wonderful.
Yes.
Dear innate, I release all attachments to poverty.
Dear innate, I release all attachments to poverty.
Dear innate, I release all beliefs in poverty.
Dear innate, I release all beliefs in poverty.
Dear innate, I release all of the victim mindset.
Dear innate, I release all of the victim mindset.
Dear innate, I move out of scarcity.
Dear innate, I move out of scarcity.
Dear innate, I accept abundance in my life.
Dear Nate, I accept abundance in my life.
Dear Nate, I open up to seeing the goodness in me.
Dear Nate, I open up to seeing the goodness in me.
Dear Nate, I take back all of my power.
Dear Nate, I take back all of my power.
Dear Nate, I stand firm in who I really am.
Dear Nate, I stand firm in who I really am.
Dear Nate, I am responsible for myself.
Dear Nate, I am responsible for myself.
Dear Nate, I am consciously creating a better life.
Dear Nate, I am consciously creating a better life.
Dear Nate, I have the power to make things better.
Dear Nate, I have the power to make things better.
Dear Nate, I accept and love myself.
Dear Nate, I accept and love myself.
Dear Nate, I release who I have been.
Dear Nate, I release who I have been.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
And a nice deep breath.
Wow, that feels like a load off, Barbara. That's amazing. Truly feels so much better. Yeah, I think it's amazing. Feels great.
Good. Wonderful. Oh, okay, she says she's doing her best to stay positive. And she hopes the moves happen soon. And she's thanking both of us. She says she has an interview at a company tomorrow, but it's not the right job for her. She will keep looking. Let's see. They're showing that you need to be open and don't decide whether or not a job is right before an interview. Go in with an open mind. Feel the energy of the company, of the people that you would be working with, to see if this is the right place for you. I'm kind of getting that you may end up doing something that you haven't necessarily thought about doing before. So it's part of the changes that are coming into your life. You're moving away from what used to be your normal. So don't try to go back to your normal. You're not supposed to. This is part of your evolution. So just be open to seeing the good in what you are experiencing.
Spirit is saying, you know, just accept this beautiful healing and stay positive and focused, and don't look too far into the future, because she's looking into the future where things haven't really happened as of yet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, stay in the present, and you need to pay attention to the blessings that are there presently, because there are so many blessings. So don't get ahead of yourself to that extent where you're, you know, out of the present, okay? And Spirit's saying you're going to accomplish so much more that way, you know. Keep doing what you're doing, and you are headed for what you're wanting. You are, truly. But the healing is significant, and it feels so much better. Her energy feels clear.
Good. Wonderful. Okay, she says she will stay open, and that's wonderful.
Yes, it is wonderful. Beautiful.
Okay. All right, we are going to go to our next caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi. This Tim?
That's who I think it is.
From New York. It's Tim.
Yes, it is. I was thinking about you this morning. Oh, my goodness. Your name just came. That amazing? Yeah, very cool, Tim. Very, very cool. Wow.
Well, it's always great to get the message of the day and to talk to you guys. I'm just checking
out
what Spirit has to say.
Yes, to hear from you, Tim. God bless. And I'm just so happy. I feel like you're growing spiritually, and you have a beautiful peace about you, Tim. Very, very beautiful. The angels are saying, way to go, Tim. That you are, you know, you're aligning now body, mind, and spirit. You're becoming more comfortable with yourself. And you're, you know, you're really, like, listening. You know, your intuition is heightened. I'm getting that you're doing, like, a really great job, Tim.
Great to hear.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's great for us to hear as well. I think it's absolutely amazing. It's wonderful. Okay, let's see. Okay. Okay, so the other message that I do have. Okay. What's going on with family, Tim? Because I feel like there's concerns in regard to family. There's worry, anxiety.
It's always anxiety with my parents. They have two little young foster babies, and they don't take advice from me, and they are probably past the age where they should have little kids. I mean, sometimes, it's not ageism. It's just sometimes people have kids, and little kids, and they're older, and they're okay, but they're kind of always stressed out and yelling all the time, and they don't listen to me, so it's stressing me out. But, you know, that's family.
Oh, and I'm getting for you, I don't know if you use any kind of smoky quartz crystals, but that'll help to get rid of, you know, what you are feeling, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, just make sure that you, like, you cleanse your crystal. But I feel like you need a little healing in regard to family, Tim, from your perspective and what you're feeling, okay?
Okay.
Okay, right now I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and provide you with some healing.
Okay, Tim. So we're going to do some Dear Innate Satan, so just repeat after me.
Okay, I'm ready.
Dear Innate, I release the need to save my parents.
Dear Innate, I release the need to save my parents.
Dear Innate, I release all worry.
Dear Innate, I release all the worry.
Dear Innate, I release all of the fear.
Dear Innate, I release all of the fear.
Dear Innate, I let my parents be who they are being.
Dear Innate, I let my parents be who they are being.
Dear Innate, I surround my parents with love.
Dear Innate, I surround my parents with love.
Dear Innate, I let go of the whole situation.
Dear Innate, I let go of the whole situation.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels great. I appreciate the time from you guys. I will keep working.
Okay, and your guidance is saying, remember, you don't have to fix anybody's lives.
I will take that to
heart.
Not
even your own.
Gotcha. All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Tim.
God bless, Tim.
All right, we are moving to our next caller from area code 646. Hi, Helena.
Hello.
Hello, Helena.
Hello. I am, questions, but I think I need healing more right now. Well, one question is, so many people predicted things were going to move and happen, and nothing's happening. If anything, at the moment, I'm a little more stuck in that I can't physically move as well. I twisted my ankle. So I'm asking for healing now, but I'm asking for what's stopping things from moving forward, things that have been predicted to move forward. I don't know if it's a dopey question or not, but just trying to figure out what's stopping it.
Okay. Helena, I'm getting you have fear. You've got to stay positive. You've got to believe in yourself and your abilities to go forward. You have to have a little more faith in you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And again, yes, you do need a little healing so that you do, you know, believe more so in yourself and your abilities, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And I just feel like, you know, like Ginger's giving me a piece of blue adventurine to give to you.
Okay.
You know, you need to have a little bit more awareness, a little bit more insight. The blue adventurine, the quartz is going to help you to be a little bit more calm, you know, when you think about things, to help you get rid of stress, and to know that you do have the ability to go forward, hon, okay?
All right.
So with that being said, I want to turn you over to Barbara immediately for some healing.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Dear Renate, I release the overwhelming fear of myself.
Dear Renate, I release the overwhelming fear of myself.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of not making it.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of not making it.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of no one being there for me.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of no one being there for me.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of running out.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of running out.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of being alive.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of being alive.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of disappointing others.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of disappointing others.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of not being loved.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of not being loved.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of not deserving love.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of not deserving love.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of my judgments being true.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of my judgments being truth.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of moving forward in my own life.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of moving forward in my own life.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of letting go, of holding myself back.
Dear Renate, I release the fear of letting go and holding myself back.
Dear Renate, I release all of the fears that I was taught.
Dear Renate, I release all of the fears that I was taught.
Dear Renate, I release all of the fears that I live.
Dear Renate, I release all of the fears that I live. Hi, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Barbara, are you with us? There was a lot of
static.
There was a lot of funny, like static. Yes, yes. That's what I, you know, that's what I heard, and I didn't know what that was. But Spirit is saying for you, Helena, that your worries are going to soon be over, and life is going to be far better than you could have even imagined. Okay? And you'll have, you know, you'll have like abundance, but you'll also have emotional and spiritual abundance as well. Just remain in a gratitude, okay? Because you do have so much to be grateful for, and everything is going to be fine. You've just got to believe that, hon, okay? And believe in yourself and the ability that you have to go forward, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah, this was this little turn of events or turn of an ankle was a little like more daunting.
Well, it's just to give you a little time to relax and rest, Helena. You know, get off of your feet and just like relax, rest, and think about things. And it's sort of like, you know, like take a load off, you know, take a load off. Put your feet down, take a load off. You need to just relax, have a little bit more peace of mind. Okay, everything is going to be fine. And that's what Spirit, you know, is showing me, that you needed to just sit down and relax.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, and I just have to ask you, I don't know how your diet is, but I'm getting Spirit wants you to eat like little amounts more often.
Oh, really? I've kind of changed from doing that to like staying for periods in between and not eating, not necessarily intermittent fasting, but, you know, not eating, like maybe eating one big meal, bigger meal.
Yeah,
but
and I'm getting that it's not good for you, that it will be better for your digestion to eat small amounts more often. And like not a lot of starchy stuff. Okay.
I'm cutting that out. I've been cutting it out. Yeah, much more with greens. And yeah, it's relatively helpful. I'm not, yeah, I'm cooling it with a lot of the starchy stuff.
Yeah, and just like I said, more often, just a little bit, you know, more often, okay?
All right.
Okay, and I just feel that's going to help as well.
All righty. All right, thank you so much.
Do you eat eggs, Helena?
Not that often. Right now, I'm not really digging them. I go through different phases, and I haven't really been into eggs lately.
If you do, like if you get back into where you want eggs, I'm getting, eat only the yolk, okay?
Oh, interesting. That's so funny, you know, because people are saying eat only the white and...
Yeah, well, Spirit is the yolk only, you know?
Okay.
Is what I'm getting, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Barbara, are you back with us? I think we lost Barbara.
No, okay.
I'm not sure what happened. Barbara, are you muted? My goodness, we did lose her.
All right. Well, I thank you both for your help. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and please, like I said, stay in touch with us and just, you know, you don't have to go through anything alone. You know, please, Helena. And now that you're, you know, off your feet, you have more time to listen and more time to get the guidance you're needing, you know?
I'll take it. I so want to hear it, because sometimes I just get so wrapped up I don't hear it in myself, you know?
I know. That's okay. But you're going to be fine. You're going to be better than fine. And you're going to find a lot of inspiration as you're just, you know, putting those feet up. As you, you know, sit there and, you know, take a load off of that ankle, you're going to see all the pathways that are open and are in front of you presently. And when your ankle is better, you're going to be invited to walk towards what you're wanting, okay?
Okay. Do you?
So there's a lot of beautiful changes coming your way, Helena. So just relax, prepared. Get prepared, okay?
Okay. All right.
Stay, you know, in an attitude of gratitude, and, you know, there's a lot of expansion coming your way as well.
Okay.
Hey, so, Gab. Yes, honey, go ahead.
Do you pick up, I need to go to the doctor? Because my sense is this can probably just heal without my going to the doctor and going through all that x-rays and everything.
I'm getting, you know, if you feel that you should go to the doctor, then make an appointment. It's not a bad idea.
Okay.
You know. So if you feel like, you know, you have to go to the doctor or you'd like to have it checked out, please have it checked out. That, you know, it's still really a good idea. I mean, because the doctor's not going to know about the spiritual aspect of your ankle, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It serves a purpose. It does serve a purpose, you know, but we want it to get you back on your feet as, you know, as soon as possible as well.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. God bless you, honey. And just please try to stay positive. All is truly well. And soon enough, you're going to feel like the weight that you have on your shoulders is going to be lifted, Alina. Okay? And things are coming full circle for you. Okay, so just get ready because there's, you know, you're going to get back on the road again, Ginger's saying, and she wants that leg to be healed, you know?
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
God bless. Have a great day, hon.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Barbara, are you back with us? Okay, guys, I believe we may have lost Barbara. So the angels want to let everyone know, you know, today just take some time, breathe, don't rush, don't try to make any decisions. There's no need to hurry. And know that each of us, we do have a divine plan. So if you're confused, not knowing what to do, sit a while and meditate, and soon you'll have, you know, answers on how to go forward, okay? We're never alone. We always have divine guidance with us. And I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today, and we look forward to connecting with you again really soon on Thursday. So please, everyone, in the meantime, you know, just remember we don't need to worry about anything. We do have a beautiful divine team with us. Stay positive, and everything is working out for us, okay? Have peace for the rest of the day, and we look forward to connecting with you soon. Bye, everyone.